Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Hey everybody, and happy Sunday. Start to a fresh week. I am ready. I hope you had an awesome week. We have several topics today. It's been a busy day for me, but we're going to talk about a few different things, and this is one of those conversations that we're going to see where people's heads are at. We're going to see what type of I don't want to say brainwash, but I kind of want to say brainwash. Where we at on a couple of different topics that should hit home? So you guys, make sure you give us a call, 646-787-1839. And welcome my awesome, super awesome co-host, Mo. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm well. What's up, Miss Lovely Black? Another Sunday. I'm good. I mean, this week was a busy week for me, a lot of things going on. Like I said, I was, you know, busy day for me today too, but, you know, this is my relaxation here, so I'm ready to just chop it with people, and get into these topics and have another awesome show.
Right. So, unfortunately, this show won't be archived. When I had took a long nap, right? When I came in, I went out to the store and my back was aching. And so I had got, I used Dr. Teals. And Dr. Teals is so freaking amazing. It's activated charcoal, pure Epsom salt, and something else or whatever. So, you know, you soak with it, and then they have the body wash that you can exfoliate your skin, and it's the combo, right? And so I got in the tub, and what it does is it completely relaxes your body to the point once you get out of the tub, you're going to go wherever your favorite place is and take a nap. So that's what I did, and I was out. You hear me? And I woke up, and then I scheduled the show, and apparently I scheduled it for 7:30 instead of 9. So I had to delete that and reschedule, but I think the second time you schedule, it goes live, but you can't archive it. So we're going to make
this is a one and done.
This
is a one and done.
Right. I just think that it will archive. So
I'm
just going to tell everybody.
So we could be surprised.
Right.
Look,
that
going
was
in on that one, because this one could be like one of the lost files right here, one of the lost shows. So that's it. So let's keep it all the way on this one.
Right. So we're going to talk about is a woman beautiful without weave? So many people, men too. Feel like women have to have weave in their hair because they're so brainwashed on women wearing weave. And so I heard this woman that I actually at one point wanted her to mentor me, right? And here's another lesson. I'm teaching myself. You can see someone and you can like what they're saying, you can like what they're doing, but we have to slow down and just watch. And that's with dating. That's with whatever we do. We have to slow down and watch people. So, you know, at one point I was like, oh, man, you know, I want this lady to mentor me. She's awesome. She's great, you know. And a lot of times people have a fan base, and you know, that's what it is. But you can have a fan base full of followers, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and not real leaders. Not to say that about this person, but just in general. So this individual said, I'm sitting here wondering, like, why does this thing keep popping out of here? Like, I'm going absolutely nuts trying to figure out what's wrong with my charger, and it's the wrong charger. This individual made a comment and said, ladies, don't let a man talk you out of wearing your weave or your lashes. And I felt like everybody's entitled to their own opinion, right?
True.
But you're telling people not to be true to themselves. You're telling people not to love themselves. That's what I get from it, you know? Like, ladies, I want you to love yourself unequivocally. We have to reverse this hex that's been put on us. We can't walk out of the house without weave. We can't walk out of the house without lashes. We can't walk out without makeup. To me, that sounds like a self-esteem issue. But that's what one of the things we're going to talk about, that. And the second topic that came up is cheating, a deal breaker. And I'll tell you how I came up with that topic. But, I mean, Mo, from a man's perspective, tell me what you think about the hair, lashes, and makeup, the artificial this of a woman. Tell me what you think about that.
Okay, so you said hair, lashes, and makeup. Okay.
Right.
Hair, lashes, and makeup. All right, so first off, I'm going to state it's whatever makes you feel comfortable and confident with yourself. As long as it makes you look good, I'm all for it. Now, with that being the case, I'm not going to say that I'm so oh, anti-weave, don't get no anti-weave, just keep it all natural. And then I'm not going to say, oh, no, if you're natural, you need to get a weave and, you know, get makeup and all that other stuff. You know, I think whatever makes you good. I mean, I love a natural woman, don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? But I love a woman that's got that makeup, you know, that weave in her hair too. You know, I like it both. I just think it's just blackness. And but I love, like I said, I love both ways. So just looking like a lion, you know, the male, he has the big mane, and all the lionesses have the short hairstyle, you know, not short hairstyle because it's a lion, but their hair is naturally short, you know what I'm saying? And they're just aggressive, and they do a lot of the hunting and just bring it back to the male. The male just come in and help the females out if it's like a bigger animal that they got to take down. So with that being the case, like, I like that. I like the reversal. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm kind of – anybody who knows me knows I change my hair off. You know, I'm kind of like an actor when it comes to it. I like that. I like keeping people off guard. Like, every season, I'm a different person. So now – you know, I had a Caesar, you know, low cut for quite some time, and now I'm letting my mane kind of grow out. You know, I think I might get it braided, you know what I'm saying, for the summer or whatever, just because I like my hair, and, like, while I can have it, you know, a lot of brothers out there going bald, and I still got mine, so I'm like, you know what, let me work with it. So getting back to topic, I like that. Like, for example, I told you I saw Black Panther, like, a couple weeks ago. And like a lot of the women in Black Panther, they had the low cut and they were warriors. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of like the lionesses that I was telling you about. But on the other hand, I like when a woman can switch it up too. You know what I'm saying? Keep me off guard. You know what I'm saying? Just when I think she all natural with it, come with a little bit of makeup and a little bit of weave or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, whatever makes a woman feminine and makes a woman just look nice about it, I like it. But I like a woman to be able to switch it up, you know. So that's kind of, you know, how I kind of feel about it a little bit.
Okay. So
yeah.
my point of view on this is this: it's okay to switch it up and so on and so forth. But ladies, I don't want you to get lost in the message that you have to have weave in your head to be beautiful. Don't get lost
True.
In the sauce to think you have to have makeup to be beautiful. There are a lot of natural
True.
Remedies. If you don't like your skin, I'm going to tell you, you know, for your eyes, you can put cucumbers on your eyes. You can do turmeric honey and milk and make that a face mask, and that actually revitalizes your skin and your face. You can use Dr. Teals, as I was just saying, and it actually, you know, revitalizes your skin over your whole body. It's so much things that you can do if you invest into yourself that cost way less than weaves. I'm a person with dreads, right? And I've lived that life. But I know that it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody to switch up and go through the short phase and till you get long
yeah.
and beautiful dreads.
It's not
for everybody to experience, right? But my thing
yeah.
is just don't get lost in the sauce thinking that you're not beautiful without it. So that was the message that was received. Ladies, don't let a man talk you out of wearing your lashes and your weave because you need it. That means that you're not beautiful without it. You're not beautiful without these enhancements. That's the message that the people wanted to see in us when they created these things. That means that there's a self-esteem issue somewhere. If you can't wake up without makeup on your face, without weaving your hair, then that means that you're not confident in self. That's like pushing the agenda, ladies, we can do it on our own. We don't need a man. So you have to pay attention to who you follow, because at the messages that they give can resonate in you. And if you're not wise enough, because 85% of us are followers and 15% of us are leaders, if you follow the wrong person, you're going to be going down the wrong path. I used to be that woman to say, and I've said it on this show. We've been doing this show going on a year now. I've said it on this show. I got my own, and I don't need a man, so I ain't putting up with X, Y, and Z. But I was playing into that said agenda. I was playing into that false agenda that they wanted us to play in. That's why they gave women money. That's why they started paying women more money than they were paying our brothers, because they wanted us to feel like we didn't need him. They wanted to divide the king and the queen, right? All of this divide that we don't see and we don't pay attention that's happening. But guess what? You do need a king. You know, you can fix your crown, but guess what? You won't have the crown unless it's from a king. They didn't just create a queen crown. They created the king crown first. So, you know, if you're following somebody that's saying do it on your own and you don't need a man and X, Y, Z, they always telling you advice about your situation and your life, that's not a person that you would want to, that's not a person that I would say follow. They may have good points for you in life. They may have good, you know, some business, but you have to understand some people aren't worth following wholeheartedly. You know, this person does great business. Okay, well, let me see what your business ethics about. All that other stuff, you can keep all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Your antics aren't my antics.
I will share this, too. You know, when you let me know that we was doing this topic, I got to thinking, like, and I'll never forget, God bless the dead, but my grandfather, right? I was having one time we were just having like a conversation, and you know, and to people out there, you know, while you have your grandparents alive, you know, talk to them, you know what I'm saying? That's your history right there, you know, that's your ancestry, you know what I'm saying? They can tell you, put you into a lot of wisdom, you know, that you'll find out later in life once they're gone. But anyway, long story short, I was talking to him. And I don't know how we got on this topic, but he was basically saying, shout out to Madam C.J. Walker. And I didn't even know who Madam C.J. Walker was at the time. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, yeah, she changed the game for black women. You know what I'm saying? My grandfather was telling me, I'm like, how? You know, I'm all naive about it. I don't know. He put me on. So he was like, you know, to that point, black women just, you know, a lot of times they had to, they was rocking it one way. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure you had stylish women back then, almost, you know, don't get me wrong, don't get it twisted. Josephine Baker, a lot of these women was out here doing certain things way beforehand. You know what I'm saying? But Josephine Baker might have came up around the same time. I know Madam C.J. Walker, I probably should have did a little bit more history on it, but I know she came up, I would say, around the 20s, a whole Harlem Renaissance kind of thing. But anyway, she was the first black millionaire, and she got rich off of products for women's hair, you know what I'm saying? So if you do the research on it, she was a millionaire in like the 20s, you know what I'm saying? Like a woman, a black woman too. So, and what my grandfather in essence was saying, like she came with this product and like now, you know, women was able to get that kind of wavy kind of look to their hair where before, you know, not saying it's not, you know, and I love my nappy hair. Don't get it twisted. I'll tell you in a minute, like my nappy, and I love women with, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, whatever looks right on you, looks right on you, but like that was just a game changer. So all I'm just saying is that just gave women other options to kind of like, oh, all right, I'm, you know, I think I'm gonna hear like this, you know, like this. And I think, you know, because you know, a lot of times too, like I love a natural woman. Don't get me wrong. Like it's something about a natural woman, just in her essence. But a lot of times, you know, you like to. I'm a type of guy, and men are visual. You know, we're very visual. You know what I'm saying? We're not. We can't be emotional sometimes, but we're more visual. We're more lustful. You know what I'm saying? So like little things like to catch our eye, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to harp on that too. Cause when we talk about the next topic, I'm going to tell you about how like certain guys through the years have switched the game. You know what I'm saying? And they understand the visual part that the catches a man's eye and they switch it to women. But anyway, so, you know, men, we like catch the visual. So a lot of times, you know, if you're wearing a certain outfit or something like that, you know, for it all to line up, you got to have that hair or that makeup for it to pop. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa too. Like if I'm in a, and I love, like I said, I love women. I love all aspects of women. Like, right now I'm married, but if I was a single person or when I was single, I used to like to have a woman to adapt to each one of my moods. So if I wanted to be ratchet with some ratchet chick, all right, bet. Let's just be ratchet. Ratchet, ratchet, ratchet. But if I wanted to be on some intellectual, you know, like let's go to some museums and study culture, I got a female for that. Or if I want to, you know, just whatever. So what I'm trying to say is, for me, like getting back to the whole thing, it's all about adaptability. You know what I'm saying? So the more ways that you have where you can adapt to certain situations, it's just sexier for a woman. So if a woman could be natural and that looks sexy on her, great. But if a just be that vixen too. That vixen is just like turns heads. That's nice too. You know what I'm saying? So, I, like I said, I'm torn because I like both aspects of the realm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in a box. I'm not saying like, oh, I'm natural, so I can't rock with none of that stuff that's popular. I'm like, oh, I'm like this, and I can't rock with none of that natural stuff. I can go with both. You know, so I just wanted to share that. So shout out to Madam C. Walker. That just goes to show you, you know what I'm saying? If you got a product out here that's a need, you know, like right there. I mean, a millionaire in the 20s. Like, that's, come on. Like, that's crazy. You know, I mean, that's not crazy, but that's just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, looking back on it. So, and it all started with hair products. And black women love their hair. Like, even what's the Chris Rock movie? But he had a whole movie about the whole hair movement and how much women pay for their hair and all this stuff. The upkeep is real. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's a whole nother thing. But,
well, if you guys are just joining us, we're talking about women and weave and makeup and lashes. I see that we're recording now. I had to do some adjustments behind the scene. If you missed anything at the beginning, we're simply giving two different perspectives on women that feel like they need enhancement. So I understand where you're coming from, and that makes it the more the beautiful. You know, all the beautiful.
The more options, right? The beautiful.
So yeah. I have pictures on my Instagram page with me and my dreads, right? And guess what? I get the same amount of people to try to holler at me with my dreads out if I had a wig on. But see, it was one point for many years that I would never wear anything other than a wig, like, you know, hair in my head. I had to because that's what enhanced me. That's what made me look beautiful. But the first thing I would do when I come home is wash my face and take this hair off. Woof, I could be me. I felt like I was living two different lives. So I was content enough to say, well, wait, why do I keep doing this? I'm not bald-headed. I have a head full of hair. You know, I can do this. Eventually, I cut all my hair off and went completely low. It looked a hot goddamn mess because I didn't really have it styled and I just wanted it off my head. I started fresh and my hair grew within a year. My hair grew pretty dang on fast. And so now, you know, I'm a woman. I rock dreads, and some women wouldn't dare rock dreads. Some women would be like, oh, my God, look at her hair. You know, she got dreads in her head. But, yeah, those same women, they sitting at home and they single. Those same women can't figure out how to get a man to want to be with them, and here I am turning down men. Here I am, nope, you don't qualify. You know, it all depends on your standards. It all depends on how you feel about yourself and your self-esteem. No one has to walk around with makeup on every day. No one has to walk around with lashes every day. It's not real. It's enhancement. That means that you have a problem with self, okay? So you need to check yourself. You are beautiful whether you have weave in your hair or not. You are beautiful regardless, okay? Everyone is beautiful in their own way. But guess what? You are setting unrealistic expectations when you feel as though you can't be seen or move around without weave on. That is not who you are. Makeup enhances how you look. Weave enhances how you look. So you want somebody to marry you and be in a relationship with somebody who is not even really you. You feel like just because you put some weave in your head and you did a couple of enhancements that you still you on the inside, but in actuality you're not, because you're a whole different person when weave come in your head. I see women all the time. They get their hair done, they name their hair, and they become a different person, and this is that and other. How can you want somebody to take you serious and be genuine about who you are if you're not even genuine about who you are? Let's start there. If you don't even know who you are on the inside, how can somebody else love who you are from the inside out? That should start with self-love. And a lot of you women don't love yourself, okay? It's okay from time to throw a wig in there and switch it up and be sexy and spice it up. I'm okay with that. I'm not speaking on that. But your everyday person, your everyday you is not clogging your body with makeup. Do you know that they put cancerous materials in that dang old makeup? A lot of these illnesses that women have, y'all women can't have babies, bruh. Y'all can't have babies because y'all wear so much makeup. All of them chemicals that they put in that makeup and y'all put it on y'all face like it's nothing. And then you sit down and just be like, well, I'm just a woman and my body just don't work and I can't have a child. No, that's not it. If you can't have children, it's something that is being put in your body, something that's wrong with your body. Sit down, stop listening to what the doctor tell you and figure out what's wrong with you. That's all I'm saying. It starts with self-esteem. No matter what you do in life, you know, you got to have self-esteem in yourself, and nobody can break that down. Nobody can break that down. I've gotten in arguments with people, and they try to say everything in the world that they want to say about me. Guess what? I'm happy, I'm content, and I'm getting money. Okay? I'm okay with
it. Get money,
okay,
stay true.
The main thing is, the one thing that I hear from people that's close to me, they always be like, you so humble. Because I'm not that diva chick. Like, that's just not who I am. Now, I keep my nails done, my feet done. I'm, you know, now I got into a moment where I was just like, forget all that. But a part of getting money out here is you have to work on your appearance.
True.
You have to put 10% of your income into your appearance, right? So put 10% of your income into your appearance when you're out here in the world trying to market yourself. You know, that will consist of, you know, getting your hair done, nails done, wearing, you know, clothes, shoes, you know, whatever the case may be. I have my days when I know I'm not doing nothing, I throw something on. Fuck it, I don't care. I have my days when I get up and I'm like, shit, I'm the shit.com. And I'm, you know, fully dressed, even while I'm pregnant with a huge stomach in front of me. I go 2.5 months. Two and a half to 3 months to have a baby, and people to this day still holler at me. I'm confident in myself. You know what I'm saying? And I got dreads in my head. I don't have makeup. Only time I put on makeup is if I'm finna go do something, or if I'm gonna hit an event or something like that. I don't put makeup on, and most of the time I don't do it then because my skin is beautiful. I detox myself. I do what I'm supposed to do. So the thing is, the false narrative that you have to wear enhancements to be beautiful is just a lie. It's just
no,
a freaking
you definitely
lie.
Don't. And I love the 70s, like the 70s flow. You know what I'm saying? Afros and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love when women just had that natural. It's something about a woman, too. It's like a woman has a glow when you see that it's, you know, things is coming to her just more naturally. So I'll definitely say that. And also, too, just to share a quick story, like my wife, she's transitioning from relaxed to natural. You know, for most of her life, she always had long hair, and but now, cause she didn't want to, I guess, chop, which is the way you just chop everything off. Like I guess, like you said, you did, and just go. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of women do that. Cause I say that's just the quickest way if you just tired of all that, and you know, so you just want to start fresh. So I guess she just trying to do it. She didn't want to like. She don't want to cut all her hair off because she's so used to it. But, you know, I've seen her transition. She's been doing it for, like, the last 9 months. Actually, she's, like, in the bathroom now, like, washing her hair. And, you know, it's funny. Like, it's I can see the transition from when she had the perm and the relaxer to now just being a more natural look, you know, and it starts from the roots and it just kind of just goes from there. So, you know, I noticed it's like a whole movement. That, the whole vegan thing, it's like, you know, people are getting more and more natural, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool. You know, I just like to have a nice balance, you know what I'm saying? I don't like to go, this is just me, I don't like to go too far to the left, too far to the right. I like to stay balanced, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, whatever makes that person happy to gets them going, you know what I'm saying? Do it, you know what I'm saying? And especially black women as a whole, I mean, this is beautiful anyway. I'm just a black woman, you know what I'm saying? So they just beautiful no matter what. And
more and more people are starting to wake up. More and more people are seeing this agenda. Now that you see all these men that are walking around gay liking men, and you got grown-ass men dressing up like women, and you have people calling them queens, you know, how can you dare call a man a queen? Do you understand the value of that word? You know what I'm saying? But this is a part of a hidden agenda, and more people are starting to wake up and realize, you know, you have those people that are lost. You have those people that push those certain agendas for these people to get in a certain position, and they don't even understand that they're pushing the wrong agenda, you know, and eventually they will wake up. But you have more and more women that are waking up. You have more and more women that are saying, you know, why am I spending all of this money to make somebody else rich when I can just be natural and enhance myself? I can work on my body. I can work on who I am. You got more and more people working on their body, being a better them, being following behind this agenda. You have more and more people understanding that, guess what, no matter what we do, these people are going to mess up our food. They're going to try to mess with us in any kind of way. I made a post online, and I said Matter of fact, I'm going to give you the exact wording of this post because it really meant everything that I wanted it to, what I wanted it to say. And it says, the great divide came when they gave women money. Women started doing things on their own and then screaming they don't need a man. Ladies, a queen cannot be a queen without a king. And fellows, we need you to step up and start kinging again. And that's the bottom line. Like, we don't understand where the divide comes from. So for the longest, you know, you had our ancestors and our people, you had the Malcolm X's, you had the Louis Farrakhan's, you had everybody telling you that they want to stop the African-American race from, you know, from growing, right? They put guns, they did drugs, they did everything they could do to stop the African-American race from growing. None of that worked. So guess what? Guess what did work? Now you have the black men that are reproducing with white women, and then you have the other black men, they are completely gay. Guess what that does? That stops the African-American race from growing. And that what that does is create a whole new race. They can't beat us, so they got to join us. We can't stop them from growing, but they are so great, let's go ahead and mix them with us, and maybe we will be great as well. You have to understand the messages that come from within and that comes from what these people are pushing. But when you don't understand and you're blind, then you continue to think it's okay to live in their agenda. I'm not missing a beat. I'm not missing, you know, anything in reference to a relationship. I'm not missing a beat when it comes to the things that I want in life because guess what? I have faith and I have God. I know my ancestors are here and watching over me, and they are making sure that I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? And they are helping me fulfill every dream that I want to in this earthly world. So instead of worrying about enhancing your look, you need to worry about enhancing who you are as a person. So you want to spend $200 on weed. You want to spend, you know, money on makeup. Okay, in my drawer is nothing but MAC in my drawer. Great. I got MAC. Woohoo. Guess what? Guess how long I've had it? For a long time because I barely wear it. You know what I'm saying? You don't need that stuff to define who you are. You just don't. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I had some cricket teeth in my mouth and an overbite to die for. Guess what I did? I went and invested like $6,000 and got braces. Guess what? I got two more visits and they come off of my mouth. You know, instead of me going pulling my whole grill out and getting veneers and trying to be like everybody else, trying to be perfect. Listen, my appearance will never be perfect, but as long as my spirit continues to grow and be in the right direction, I'm okay with that. Everybody's not going to agree with me because everybody doesn't know better. But most of the people that won't agree with me, that don't know better, you beneath me. You beneath me mentally, you beneath me spiritually, you beneath me in the devil worshiping assets, you're beneath me. So what I learned and what I'm gathering is don't argue with people that you're not gonna go anywhere with. Don't argue with somebody that's already that don't understand life. Don't argue with somebody that, you know, already their life is miserable. They ain't got nothing to do but to argue. They ain't got no goals. They ain't got no hopes. They ain't got no aspirations. So they don't have nothing to do but to argue the lost cause that they trying to push because they don't know any better. Like I said, I was that woman for so long to say, I got my own, I don't need a man. I got my own, you know, forget that, I'm not putting up with this. I got my own, I don't have to do this. And I say it over and over again, I say it all the time. I let one get away. And I think the part of acknowledging, the part of growing is acknowledging, okay? And so I'm at that point and I acknowledge. We probably, me and my ex probably won't get back together. King K, you know, for years, you know what I'm saying, we dealt with each other. But I walked away because I was so clouded by the independent woman. I was so clouded by, well, if I'm doing all this on my own, yeah, you got my back, but why am I going to put up with this? My judgment was cloudy. And so a part of growth is being able to acknowledge where you went wrong and to say, you know what, maybe that person wasn't fully for me. But also, I value the lesson that I took, that I got out of that situation. We can't queen without a king. And that doesn't mean that you go get a man that needs help. That doesn't mean that you go get a man. Like, come on. A king is a king. A king is going to be a provider, a leader, protector, all of the above. So stop trying to make little boys kings. That's number one. You understand what a king is before you go and say, he a man, he got a penis, he got testosterone, he a king. That is a lie. Because guess what? I ain't had a king since King K. You know what I'm saying? And that's how he got that name, King K, because he definitely was a king. So understand where you are in life. You can have all of the money. You can have the houses. You can have the cars. You can have this. You can have that. But none of that amounts to anything if you don't have a king. I see a lot of women pushing the false narratives. Girl power. You don't need a man. You can do this. I'm doing that. But then when you look at them and how they carry themselves, right? You don't carry yourself as a person that's not having sex. But you know what? Your agenda sounds pretty damn decent. You know what I'm saying? Of what you're saying. You got to carry yourself. Like, I didn't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I did porn for years. Before that, I danced for years. I didn't understand the value of carrying yourself wholeheartedly. But actually, now that I understand the value of carrying myself, that also plays a big role in how and what type of man that's going to come for you, that you're going to attract. So how can you not carry yourself properly to attract the right type of man, but then lead someone and say you don't need a man because men are distractions? No, the type of men you deal with are distractions, because a real king is going to come and enhance your life. I don't want to preach to y'all. I'm just saying. I'm in one of those modes tonight. Well, I need women to understand that we are off balance with what we are doing in life. The reason that I sit down and I continue to say, nope, not you, not you, not you, not you, is because I know that that is not what's good for me. And guess what? I'm going to say not you 10,000 times. And sometimes I get discouraged. Like, okay, maybe I'm just turning down everybody because I'm extra picky. But actuality, that's the test. That's the test, ladies. You got to keep turning down. Your intuition, we was born with a woman's intuition. We was born with the ability to know. When your intuition tells you he's not the one, that intuition going to tell you he's not the one in the first 1 or 2 weeks. But, yeah, we going to decide to keep going because we going to be like, hey, it's something to do. I grew that phase, too. I turn them down left and right. Nah, that ain't going to work. I know immediately that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. It's just your test, sis. The right person is going to come along for you. Continue to be great. But never let anybody tell you that you can't get it. You might have 5 men trying to talk to you every day you walk out your house with your weave, your makeup, or whatever. When you go natural and you come into your own being and you come into who you really want to be, you might go, you know, a couple weeks and, you know, niggas be like, oh, hey, you know, keep walking. But once you become yourself, you're going to know it, you're going to feel it. And guess what? You're going to have the same hairstyle that you went natural with, but you're going to find confidence. Confidence is like perfume. It attracts men. It attracts men. You can be around this bitch bald-headed like Fire Marshal Bill, and you can walk around with your head down because you're not confident about the way that you look because you're super bald-headed, right? But guess what?
That's I don't know about the Fire Marshal Bill, though.
Fire Marshal Bill might be taking a little too far, but I get your point.
Hypothetically speaking, you can get another woman with the same bald head that walk with her head super high, skin glowing, flawless, and she gonna get people to attract her. Your confidence is like perfume, sis. Understand that. Your confidence. And in order to have confidence, you got to have self-esteem. No matter what, you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
Here's the one thing, too. Don't lose your thought because you're in the zone. Speaking of, like, In Living Color, you just said Fire Marshal Bill. But remember I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, that movie? It was one scene where Keenan Ivory Wayans was at a bar. He was talking to this chick, and you know, she was fired.
Yeah, she was.
You know,
fake.
All done up, like you said. like you said, she was all done up. She body looking crazy. And I guess he took her home and they got to get into it. She started taking all that stuff off. But he, like, yo. I mean,
right.
You know, everything just fell apart. You know what I'm saying? And you kind of
right.
See that now, especially ladies. I don't know how many times I got to say it. Every so often, plastic surgery works. But that's very rare. Very rare. Like, you know what I'm saying? All this butt implants and all that, that's just, crazy. Like, stop, please. Like, that's, yo, just come natural with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate to say that. And once again, I think we talked about this probably a few shows ago or whatever, like maybe touched on it. But I hate to see a woman, or you, especially too, you know, she might be a stripper, she might be a adult film actress. So you see her body, and it's nice, but she's looking at all these other, like, chicks with a bigger booty or bigger breasts, and now she want to go and cut herself up, and, you know what I'm saying? And it never gets right for the most part, and then you got to go back and get this touched up and get this touched up. And then pretty soon, you look like Michael Jackson or Lil' Kim out here. You know what I'm saying? I would have thought people would learn from Michael Jackson. That's prime example. And that's, you know, I know we're talking about females, but guys go through this too. Look at Michael Jackson, man. Like, Michael Jackson, to me, is one of the greatest artists of all time. But towards the end of his career, I couldn't even look at him. You know what I'm saying? I could listen to his music, but I couldn't look at him physically because of what he did to himself. And then it just makes me sick. Like, dude, like, he just really was just not happy. Like, you look at any old school pictures of Michael Jackson from the 70s, from the early 80s. Like, dude, I mean, no homo, but he was an attractive guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, why are you messing up your appearance? And then to look like some, I don't know what the hell he, I mean, like some alien, like, you know what I'm saying, like, like he came from someplace else, and now you see somebody that I used to be a big fan of. I thought she was sexy as, you know, sexy AF, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. Lil' Kim, like, oh, look at it, yeah, like, yo, Biggie would be turning over his grave right now, like, yo, what the fuck did you do, you know what I'm saying, like, so... I just wanted to touch on that, but yeah. So, please,
but now you get my point. Because that's,
I totally get
that's
your point.
The point that I was making. Like, it's not about the options and role playing. It's about people have taken that and made it an everyday life. People have taken that and made it into how they live. You know what I'm saying? Women don't even have eyelashes because they always put eyelashes on their eyes. Like, I'll wear eyelashes, but that's not my everyday thing. Like, I'm going on vacation. I'm going to have some eyelashes on my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my dreads.
I got you.
I'm going to have my dreads hanging out. I'm going to get some salt water in my dreads. I'm going to give my unborn child some salt water, right? It's good for your baby. It's good for all of those things. So I do it with every pregnancy. So keep in mind that that's the message. It's not saying ladies don't wear makeup. It's not saying ladies don't put weave in your hair, but that doesn't define you. You define you, and we have to start, like, we have to start helping our women, helping our sisters define themselves, whether it's one person at a time. You may not listen now, but guess what? If you continue to push the agenda, continue to push the message, people will eventually wake up. It can take 10, 20 years sometimes, but stick to your message, right? So at the beginning of the year, I cleaned my Instagram page up, right? And the only thing that was on my Instagram page was, you know, the radio show stuff, my book stuff, or whatever. And I took all of these things off my page because I had to figure out what direction I wanted to go, and I prayed about it. You know what I'm saying? And it basically it came together. You know, I want to be able to help women. I want to be able to show women that things are possible. I want to show women the things that they should focus on, as opposed to seeing all of this stuff out here. You seeing people that you cool with, but you don't know how they live in. People want the fame, and then you get fame, and then they automatically think that you have money. But guess what? A lot of people get fame way before money. Look at Bone Thugs and Harmony. They made all of that music and was very famous, but they didn't start getting money to the end, and guess what? That's when they broke up. So Bone Thugs and Harmony, with such legendary music, they wasn't even getting money. They show you all these cases over and over and over again.
Shout out to Cleveland. St. Clair.
My thing is that I want to be able to point my sis in the right direction. I'm not out here just playing with it, but I'm definitely not one of these women that's out here in designer clothes every day. The most that I purchase, if I'm purchasing on myself, is Michael Kors. I tell you that. I love me some Michael Kors, though. So if the most that I'm going to do for me is some Michael Kors. But outside of that, I'm going to dress accordingly, and I'm going to be okay. But I think showing women how to save money and invest money and do the right thing is more important to me than being a part of the hype. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
Showing
because,
women
I mean,
that
if you
can do things without, without, you know, years and years. Because some of these women, they've been in the market for 10, 20 years, 15 years. A lot of these people that you look up to, and they really just now get money. You know what I'm saying? And so you know them for being around, and you see them rocking this, and you see them rocking that, but how do they manage their bills? Where are their priorities at? That's what you should pay attention to. You know, not how good a person
always
looks.
Always you got to watch the money.
These girls, well, listen, I don't sleep with them, but from the men that I know that sleep with the girls, that's fine. They say they coochie trash. So what's the whole point? You got women that everybody going to try to get at, that they going to run through, and their coochie is garbage, and they ain't got nothing. They sleeping on air mattresses. You see all the memes. You know the men be talking. You find on Instagram, but you on an air mattress, or you staying with your homegirl, or you crib to crib. I want to be a motivating force for these women. I want to show them that you can get money. You know, last week I made $5,000. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I turned around and had a whole nother payout before that for $8,000 and something, okay? Then I show you, okay, guess what I do? I go pay my mortgage up for months at a time. I go do this, I go do that, right? These are things. I have a mortgage. You know what I'm saying? These are things that I want to be able to push and not push the false narrative of, you know, what you wear, not push the false narrative of weave, not push the false narrative of lashes. I want to be, listen, you can be you and make things happen. So that's where I am in life. Not to say that everybody will be okay with it. And you still going to have women that are lost that's out here saying, you need your weave, it is what it is, blah, blah, blah. Listen, you can say what you want to say. But if a person tells me that they got to have weave and lashes on, that automatically lets me know they have a self-esteem issue. Something is wrong with yourself. Why you can't go get your natural hair done? Why you can't let your own eyelashes grow out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you need lashes that bad. Listen, I have long lashes. I can put mascara on my lashes and enhance my own lashes and wash it off at the end of the night and still have my own lashes. What's wrong with keeping your own lashes instead of putting lashes on? My skin on my face is pretty damn smooth for the most part because I don't put makeup on my face. But guess what I do do? I do do a spoonful of turmeric. I do do organic turmeric. I do do a couple capfuls of milk and a couple spoons of honey and stir that thing up and put it in the refrigerator for a day. And therefore, I got me a face mask for some time now that I go put on my face and let sit for 15 minutes and then wash that shit shine when I wash it off. I do do that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nice.
I just want women to understand you got to take care of yourself on the inside out. You can't be ugly on the inside and cute on the outside because that's what most of y'all are. Y'all really ugly on the inside, and you think it's okay to be ugly. I lived this life for so long. You think it's okay to be a snapping turtle. You think it's okay to just sit back and not lead. You know what I'm saying? And instead of trying to help, you want to hurt and you want to tear down. And that's the crazy part. So the next topic was, would you stay if your man cheated? Now, here's the thing. A lot of men are intimidated by me because of the moves that I make. Because actually, in actuality, I'm making moves that even grown men ain't making, right?
Money moves.
My thing is I don't want grown men to be intimidated. I want you to, you know, let me pick and choose. Even though I'm saying no, 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 it's because the men that are coming, they feel like they going to get a come up. And the men that are not coming, they feel like, shit, she don't want me. And those are the ones that I actually want, the men that think that I don't want them. You know what I'm saying? The ones that's doing something that's okay. You got a job. You've been on your job 5 years. You making it happen. I can work with you. You know what I'm saying? I can build you. I can pull those talents out of you. The man that ain't got no job, that, man, I've been out here for a year. Man, I've been out here for 6 months. I don't want you. You a grown-ass man. You only been on your job for 6 motherfucking months. That means that you ain't situated in your life, okay? But here I am watching unwifeable women. Yes, I said it. Unwifeable for me doesn't mean your past. Sometimes it does. Guess what? I got men that won't wife me because I used to do porn. I got a lot of fans that want to fuck me because I used to do porn. But I got some men that understand that my past doesn't define my present, and they definitely will want to go forward in my future, right?
Nice.
Because of who I am. But you got women out here that's wholehearted hoes. You got women out here that is sleeping with men for money on a daily basis, but be so quick to talk about a woman staying with a man that's cheating. And you kind of, it make you wonder, like, but wait, you don't even have a man. So why everybody always worried about what somebody else going through in their relationship? How about you get a relationship and deal with that? And when I say not wifeable, listen, let me tell you something. I was not trying to be wife when I was in the industry. I had people I dealt with, and we understood. Listen, the one thing, let me tell you why I dealt with DJ's dad so hard, right? Because I was dealing with DJ's dad when I was in the industry, and he would come and we would chill, you know, for days. And one thing he said to me, right, which was, some, you know, he got some real shit about him sometimes. He said, baby, how can I introduce you to my mother when you half naked on your AVI? How can I say this is my girl when you still out here chasing this chick that you chasing? He said, when you change and when you do what it is that you said that you're doing, then we will revisit this conversation. And we did, hence is why I'm pregnant. But I respected him so much for even being real about that, because I was talking to him about that because I knew that I was getting out of the game. But when I was in the game, it was nothing, because I already knew what it is, you know? Ladies, if you out here, if you a sex worker, if you doing porn, if you doing any of these things, let me keep it 100% real with you.
Keep it 100.
Okay? If you in a relationship with a man, he is doing him, okay? He doing what it is that he wants to do. Don't you ever forget that. He cheating, he doing whatever. He's keeping you around because either, A, you got your own money, you're not stressing him, or you're spending money on him, or whatever the case may be. You're not wifeable, okay? You're not wifeable. A man don't want another man hitting his trap. He don't want another man dipping into his honey. Period.com. A grown man does not want another man dipping into his honey. A man that is okay with another man dipping into his honey, guess what? He looking at the dipstick, honey. How about that? He okay with because he want to taste the man cum, or he looking at the man penis, or he fucking me and himself. A grown ass man, really for real, is not okay with another man dipping in his honey, right? And we have a whole bunch of controversial conversations, and I talk to see where my listener's head is at, but I'm going to just tell you straight up. So you're not wifeable if that man know that you out here doing what you're doing. You can even think that he don't know what you're doing, but guess what? Men talk, and he know, he dealing with you. You thinking he's sleeping with you because he loves you, but you're going to give yourself to him, he's going to take it. Understand that you're not wifeable. So if you're not wifeable, sis, hush. Hush about somebody else's relationship. Men are not created to be monogamous, not on that type of time. You have some men that have defied the odds and they have become monogamous, but then they find ways to go out and do what they do. When they have to understand that, guess what? You know what? I'm not created to be absolutely monogamous. So rather you give a man a hall pass once a month, you give him a hall pass twice a year, however you do it, you figure out how to do what you do with your mate. And then you don't know their circumstances because the girl can be bi and she can be sleeping with the girls with them. So, honey, if you're not wifeable, Hirsch, if you got a man that you think is your man because you let him hold your car and he at home and he pick you up from work, but you paying all of the bills, Hirsch.
Big boy.
He doing what he got to do to make sure that you understand that he loves you because you paying all of the bills, but he doing him. Hirsch. Women out here, women say you're going to always go through something with a man, but you really not. A man going to do what you allow him to do. Honey, sit down. Hirsch. Until you figure out what's going on in your life, you can't talk about nobody else's life. That's all I'm saying. So, if somebody cheat on you, listen, if a woman cheat on a man, she done. Stick a fork in her, it is what it is. Sometimes, very suddenly, a man is so deeply in love that he going to stay with her, but it'll never be the fucking same. It'll never be the same if she cheat. A man could go out and cheat 40 times, and guess what? The woman going to stay with him, and he going to love her even more because she stayed there. That's just how it works.
Damn.
I just said men are not created to be monogamous.
A woman,
you cheat, he gone.
Shit.
What you think? Your wife cheat, you stand?
All right. So, look, here's my take on it. Nah, I probably wouldn't be the same. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, all right, let me get my thoughts together for this because I was thinking about this topic. So, as far as my wife is concerned, I'm going to drop some jewels on the whole cheating thing, my jewels. So, basically, like, I know my wife's pedigree. You know what I'm saying? I married my wife because I know her pedigree. You know, I know where she come from. You know where I come from. You know, I know her family. I know, you know, her aunts. You know what I'm saying? I peep all that, aunts, uncles, moms, pops. You know what I'm saying? I like to look at a woman's pedigree first and foremost, if it's going to be my wife. You know what I'm saying? So I study my wife's pedigree. And like I said, I feel that my wife is for me. So that's why, you know, I married her. You know what I'm saying? And I was the last to the party. I'm always the last to the party. Last to get married. You know, I still don't have kids. You know what I'm saying? I kind of go on my own flow. But I did finally break down and marry my wife because I know she got my back and I have her. And, you know, like I said, what you don't know won't hurt you. To my knowledge, I don't think my wife ever stepped out on me. If she did, like you said, I don't know if it could ever be the same. And God forbid if that was to happen, then maybe we wasn't meant to be together. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's a telltale for us to go our separate ways. But I hopefully, because I did take this vow, I was one of those guys that's like, I was against marriage, you know what I'm saying, because I just saw it in my family. You know, shout-outs to anybody in my family whose marriage lasted, but most of the marriages didn't. So I was always, like, you know, had my, you know, my antennas up when it came to marriage. So I'm like, look, I don't know. It's a paper, and, you know, like, I'm seeing just, you know, people in my family, their marriages didn't work and all this other stuff. So I was always kind of hesitant on that. And when I finally did decide to get married, I wanted to make sure it's a one-shot deal with me. Like, if this doesn't work out, I don't ever see myself ever getting married again. It was like a one-time deal. So with that being the case, now if I was out here and I wasn't married to my wife, like, say, for instance, worst-case scenario, we did get a divorce and I was a total single man again and I was dealing with certain young ladies and stuff like this, I go by this knowledge, right? And I always, you know, will reference rap because I'm a rap dude. You know, I listen to so much rap music. But it's this one Bushwick Bill song from back in the day. And the Bushwick Bill song was, "I Can Steal All My Ex-Girls," right? So I always had that in the back of my mind. Like, I can always fuck all my ex-girls. You know, I'm not just saying, like, you know, one of your exes come around, she just go on there and just drop her drawers and y'all going to get busy. But if the circumstances is right, because y'all had that chemistry in the past, I always feel that you can slide back in that. You know what I'm saying? If the stars align back up, you can get that. So with that being the case, if I'm single again, I'm out here dealing with these different women, I don't know their pedigrees, their resumes like I know my wife's. So, of course, I'm not the first person to deal with. They didn't have dudes they dealt with in the past. And like I said, I live by the philosophy that I can steal all my ex-girls. So if I'm dealing with this woman, of course she's going to have men from her past that she can easily start dealing with again. So, but at the same time, I try to be a positive person because I really think your thoughts are more powerful than people will lead to believe. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you can envision and what you can really focus on, what I think it really can manifest. Positive or negative. So if I was to meet a female, I'm always going to have positive thoughts like, all right, we with each other. You know what I'm saying? If I'm trying to be monogamous and making this work, if I'm, like, you know, single. So getting back to the point, so if I did put this energy and I was maybe monogamous and I didn't step out on her and I find out she stepped out on me, the only way we could ever hook back up if I was pimping. Like, because at this point, I can never trust her again. So, like, I'm like, if you're going to step out, you might as well get some money.
So that's just how I'm a look at it. I'm gonna look at it from a whole pimp's perspective, straight up, because I lost all respect. You know what I'm saying? As far as us ever being on that level again, and I'm just looking at it like we might as well come up. Like if you're gonna be cheating, I'll just let's scheme it. Let's like, you know what I'm saying? Like how can we make this a total glow up? You know what I'm saying? So that's just my mentality. And so that's the light I wanted to shed on that real quick.
Well, yeah.
I don't know, maybe that was a lot. I wanted to get my thoughts right on that. You know what I'm saying? So that's yeah. So I mean, I guess you already kind of said how you felt about the whole situation. But what did you think about what I just said from a woman's perspective?
You killed me at pimping.
That's the savage gentleman in me, I guess, it just came out.
I was dead.
So, I'm keeping it 100. I mean, that's what I would be thinking. Like, if I was dedicated and I found out that she stepped out on me, like, it would never be the same. And now I'm just scheming, like, all right, let's get this money. Yeah, that's it.
Whoa. Okay, so... You know, you never seem to amaze me about the things that come out of your mouth. And just when I feel like it may be something that you won't say, you say it. Oh, my God. hold on. You fuck me.
Yeah, so to the listeners out there, you know, I guess we're just having a quick
poll.
I don't
know about the whole pimping situation, but
okay.
What I'm going to say is women is easier. We had a thought in the back of our mind.
Mm.
And
of what? Of getting money? Like what? What you mean? When you say
no,
that,
of,
elaborate.
Of,
I want to
no,
make sure
a man go and cheat, we had a thought in the back of our mind, like, okay, he cheated. Oh, my God. You know, how do I get over this or whatever the case may be. We know that, right? But women are more prone to stay with men because we understand. We ask these questions, and the questions be like, the questions are like, you know, do you love her? Do you love her? You know, is this somebody that you want to be with? We want to know if it was emotional. You know what I'm saying? Because we know a man's heart is attached to his emotions and his penis is attached to the air. So the wind can blow and he's ready to knock something down, but his emotions is where his heart.
That's true. That's true. Don't lose your train of thought because you come away.
His emotions is where his heart at. So, you know, for us, we can deal because half of the time it's just something to do. It's
exactly.
Hard. You know, it's a lot for us to get over because it's like, what if he do it again? And then it's going to be rocky for like 6 months because we're going to be watching his movement because we already knew that he was cheating. You know.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
It's hard.
Yeah, so,
you know, we knew he was cheating. You know what I'm saying? We knew that he was doing what he was doing. We knew this, but we overlooked it. And so when it comes to fruition, and we like, I knew that shit. Then we like, he fucking dead ass serious, you know, cheating and fuck it off, okay, now I know what to look for. Women, we know what be going on. We just ignore it. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want to seem like we nagging. Then we ignore it because we don't have facts or we may see it, we may say something. Because when we do say something, then we turn it into nagging, and he is doing it, but then he going to turn around and say, well, you was nagging me, so I did it, when actually he was already doing it. So if you're not ready, you don't have hardcore facts. It's really not a point to say you know, say anything until you really get the facts. And once you get the facts, then you can turn around and say, ah, ha, bitch, I got you. You know, you going on. You don't tell him you're going on punishment. You say, bitch, I'm leaving you.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Well, look, this is real talk. You know what I'm saying? Every Sunday night, this is how we get down, me and the Miss New Lovely Black. Yeah, so, you know, real talk, real topics, and we bring it to you live and direct every Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, that was a deep one, like, you know, the whole cheating aspect. It gets deep, and like you said, I was interested in what you had just stated about how women are. They want to see, like, if the male cheated emotionally or just physically, because women,
yeah, I told you,
they'll
like
forget.
Me, I'm the type
yeah.
of woman, if we got the understanding and the respect is there, you to accept a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, okay, I got my best friend. Me and my best friend, we have different views on some things, right? But guess what? That's why I love her. That don't make us not love each other anymore. That don't make
yeah,
us
nah,
not.
Yeah, that's true.
Friend.
You don't
want to
have,
that's
yeah,
just, like,
don't
okay. agree
with everybody. Yeah.
She don't like dreads at all, and I have dreads. And I say, bitch, I don't care if you don't like dreads. I love my dreads, so fuck you. And that's that. But, you know, she's like, I'll never deal with a man that's cheating on me. You know, I just will not accept it. But in actuality, every man is going to do their thing. It's just how they do their thing. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You can deal with a man, you know, you can deal with a lot of different things, but cheating should not be a deal breaker. You know, I think it's only a deal breaker when he lies. You know, like if you feel it, you know what's going on, you know, then and he turn around and he lie about it and say, well, you know, no, this is not happening, when you have the opportunity to tell the truth, knowing that your situation would still, you know, be there, and you choose to lie, then, you know, get rid of him. You know, he's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, he's just flat out, he ain't nothing, then, you know, let him go, because cheating can bring a lot of different, you know, aspects to the case or whatever, he
but
can
once
bring
again, like I said, we touched on this, and this has been a hot topic, you know, with me and you on Real Talk. But basically, that's where it comes down to communication. And we've had guests after guests after guests that have said that. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to, you know, if you're really in a committed marriage, you know what I'm saying? Once you get to, and it's not easy, you know, you got to, as a couple, you have to mature to get to this level, you know. But how to just keep it 100 with each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, this is what I like. This is, you know what I'm saying? And then once y'all can finally get on the same page and you know each other's lifestyle and, you know, you make conducive to your relationship, then now you can just thrive, you know what I'm saying? Because this person knows, all right, type of am, it's hard for me to be totally, monotonous or whatever, when you just totally, you know, dedicated to that person sexually. You know what I'm saying? It's tough to be that as a guy. But like you said, you know, picking up on your point, if I'm not cheating emotionally, if it's just lust, you know what I'm saying? So every so often, like I said, I'm a savage. The savage gentleman is real with me. You know what I'm saying? The same way I can never be a vegan because I like to eat meat. You know what I'm saying? Like I need a steak every so often. It's the same way with women. You know, every so often I may need to just conquer something just cause. Like I just get that, you know what I'm saying? Like that lustfulness, and I just want to take something down. You know what I'm saying? It's the same kind of thing. But if you and your mate can get on that relationship, get on that same page, when she recognizes that, and it's just like, all right, you know, once I do this, you get that off, and we right back to where we was. And now it might be even stronger because now you're feeling it. You understand how I thrive. You know what I'm saying? And if we get that understanding, that we just going to even glow up even more. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's true. But once again, on the other portion, if I'm cheating emotionally, like now I'm spending time, I'm going on dates, I'm like,
that's
I'm investing stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's where shit gets fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
I can
when
understand.
You
got
to get cut.
Money,
that's
yeah, money that's supposed to be in our
you
family is going towards something else. So, and
yes,
that's what really gets shit fucked up.
Money? You giving her money. And listen, let me tell you something. Lo and behold, let me tell you something. Like real women can understand this. I don't care how much your man take care of you. Right? You can be in the house and you don't have no bills to pay. Fuck around and say, babe, I need my nails done. He'd be like, man, I ain't got it right now. Right? In his head, he like, bitch, I pay all the bills in this motherfucking house, bitch, and you got a job. You better go get your own goddamn nails done. And then turn around and you out here, you done gave this bitch some money? You done took her shopping. Are you kidding me? Oh, hell, finna break loose.
Exactly.
You done fucked up now.
Exactly.
Don't give away the money. Don't give away your time. And that giving away time means, okay, if you're going to sleep with her, you got to sleep with her. You go hit it, quit it, and go. You know what I'm saying? Look, I got to run an errand show. Look, he better be like, man, I ain't never spent no money on her. I ain't never chilled with her. It was a get-it-and-go situation. Then I can understand. You know what? The wind blew. You did get hard. It is what it is. You might not hit her a couple times because the shit was good. You like, man, that bitch be putting on. But, you know, you hit her too many times. It's like, hold on. You kind of like her. You know, we got a problem. You like her a little too much now. You know, you're doing a little too much. And I'm not saying it's okay for fellas to cheat on women. Trust and believe I'm not. Ladies, get your man that's not gonna cheat as much. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the code to it. Man, get your man that ain't going to cheat as much. Get your man that's going to put you first no matter what, that's going to love you, that's going to come home to you every night. Because staying outside of the house at night is a no-no, period.com. I don't care how you look at it. I stopped dating men in the music industry because that was one of the big things that I had to deal with. He got to stay out all night. Studio,
yeah, you got to catch that vibe.
Oh, man, my girl thinks I'm at the school studio. I'm going to come over there for a couple hours. You know what I'm saying? And then you getting up in the morning, leaving her, or she may not even know that you got to go. Stuff like that. You know, I mean, find your balance. Find the person that, listen, a man is going to invest in who he want to invest in. I promise you he will. If he don't want to invest in you, let me tell you something. A quick story. I was talking to this guy over the phone, right? And I told you a lot of things is patience. When you first meet somebody, you're going to like them. When you first meet somebody, you're going to be excited about them. If somebody moves, you're wondering where it's going to go. But see, what I ask God for is patience to reveal to me who is for me, right? And so, therefore, that's why I'd be like, nope, nope, nope. You have to slow down. You have to pay attention. You have to have conversations. You have to see how much you guys are on the same page, right? So, in communicating with this guy that came and shot his shot to me, right? For a couple of things. One, my gator went off. You know what I'm saying? I said, this man is down low. And I looked at his picture. I said, he down low. You know what I'm saying? Automatically, right? I've been around and I know. And then I finally talked to him on the phone. I heard his voice and I said, yep, he's down low, right? So we conversated. So I'm like, you know, okay. Well, at this point, I knew I wouldn't wife you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be in a relationship with a down low man. But I would sleep with you. You know what I'm saying? I would scrap on and give you the best classic feet of your life. But I knew, you know, where I wasn't going with the situation. So I continued to talk to him. And he made a comment, and he was like, we were talking about businesses. And I'm like, you know, yeah, I want to do this with my folks or whatever, whatnot. I want to be able to get money with my folks. And so he goes, I said, but I need my folks. You know, you got to get that man that's already ready to come to the table with what he got going on. And he said, well, sometimes as a woman, you know, the woman may have more than the man, and she may have to give a little bit more, right? You drew a flag there. So I'm like, why would she have to give a little bit more? Like, she can just wait till he get on his feet if he know, you know, this is what he want to do. And then he said, well, my take on it is, I said, you teach a man to fish, he can eat for life. If you give a man a fish, he can eat for a day. And he said, well, sometimes you can teach him how to fish, but you still got to give him a rod. You done said two times about giving a man something. I flipped out on his ass. He ain't never really talked to me no more after that. But I was like, just let me say something. Give a man a goddamn thing. Suck my ass. Like, I went off. Like, listen, nobody gave me nothing, okay? I was living in a house with my old man. He paid all of the bills, right? But I still had to hustle. I still had to put food in the house for everybody. And I still had to hustle. I still had my own bills that I had to pay. And I ain't have no money. You know what I'm saying? So when you talk about give somebody something, ain't nobody gave me nothing. When I turned around and signed this deed on this house, man, a year and a half prior to that, I had nothing. I had fell off. I had lost everything that I had. So that made me appreciate what God was giving me even more because I was able to hustle back. You know, when I came here to Atlanta, I had my son. He was 4 months old. I had my 13-year-old at the time. And guess what? I had went and got me a 1993. I came here in 2014. I got back here 2014 with my children. Moved in with my old man. I got me a 1993 Honda Accord, okay? The front bumper was missing. I went to the shop. I bought a black bumper. Never got it painted, but I just got the black bumper, got it put on the car so it can look decent, right? And I had a mechanic, and he put work in this car for me for 1 year, right? A little over 1 year. And I got back and forth to work. 1 year, I busted my ass Monday through Friday, doing overtime, doing whatever I had to do, right? I didn't have no furniture in my house at the beginning when I got here, you know, because I told my old man, I said, I'm moving in right now, but I'm going to move out and get my own because your place is too small for all of us to be in this place, right? So, you know, anybody else, they would have just tried to stay there and work it out, but that wasn't me. And I think that drew strain on us when I actually moved out because he didn't expect me to move out, but I just wanted to show him that I was a person of my word, not because I didn't want to be with you, but I just wanted to show you, like, I still love you and we still going to be together, but I told you that I was going to move out, you know what I'm saying, after 3 months, and that's what I did, right? I moved out, and I got my own place, and I had no furniture for real. I had some dishes in the house, and I had some, I had a couple of dishes in the damn house. I had two beds. I didn't have no bed frames, no dressers, no nothing. And I had a washer and dryer, right? And so basically what I did was I just, you know, made the house as comfortable. I had a pool table. I made the house as comfortable as I could make the house. You know what I'm saying? And we shot pool. You know, I had the living room set up all cute, but I didn't have no furniture in there. I didn't have no dining room table, no nothing. And in 1 year, I walked it all down. I bought a dining room table. I bought a living room set. I bought, you know, stuff for the kitchen. I bought a bedroom set for my room. I bought stuff for the, you know what I'm saying, my son's room. I bought bathroom. For 1 year, I walked the whole house down, right? So then it was time to move. So now I'm putting this stuff up, and we got what we need, you know. By the time I moved into my house, honey, I had everything that I needed in this house. I was going for to get something else, something more. Okay, now what else am I going to do? In a year and a half from me getting here, after losing everything, I was signing a deed to my house, right? This house was 2,200 square feet. I put it on social media. I'm not bragging. I'm being humble. I'm letting you know that it can be one way today, and if you work hard and invest your time in it, it can be something else tomorrow, right? I worked hard. I bust my ass. I signed a deed to my house. I refurnished my house. Slowly but surely, I refurnished my house. I redid everything new to my house. I changed. I revamped it. I had my baby brand new sets for his room. My other son brand new sets for his room. You know, like I revamped my entire house. And guess what? I just did it again at the beginning of this year. You know what I'm saying? I started December and finished, like, I finished recently, you know, remodeling and X, Y, and Z. These are things that when I make money, I invest into what I have, right? So if anything ever happens and I have to sell this house, I've added value to this house. You know what I'm saying? My house, I'm not upside down in my house. I know what my house is worth, and I have equity in my house. So if I can go and sell this house and do what I need to do for the next day, I can do that. If I can go ahead and rent this house out, and which I can, and my mortgage ain't but what it is, you know, my mortgage what it is, I can rent it out and make extra coins off of that. You have to balance yourself out, but you cannot sit back and say that I owe you or I need to give you anything when nobody gave me nothing. I hustled my butt off. I did what I had to do. I stayed focused. So if nobody gave me nothing, I'm not looking for you to be entitled. But as a man, I'm not looking to be entitled. But as a man, you're supposed to come and be the provider, the protector, the king of the household, the ruler, the leader. You're supposed to be all of those things. I'm not supposed to be all of those things. So I'm coming saying I'm relinquishing my power to a real man. I'm relinquishing my power to who I need to relinquish it to, but I can't just relinquish my power to anybody. And that's the sermon for today. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay attention with who you're doing it to, but at the end of the day, as queens, we are not queens without kings. Our crown wasn't made before a king crown was made. The king crown was made first. There's no way that somebody can be made first and then you turn around and make them last.
Preach.
Damn, you can't turn around and take people's spot. You can't just say, this is how it was done, but I'm reinventing. Everything wasn't meant to be reinvented. Understand that, ladies. Like, you got to understand that. And fellas, understand. Please don't come to me and think I owe you something. I'm not looking to take care of nobody. I'm not looking to turn around and help your dreams come true. That's some shit you supposed to do. Go to your mama for that. That's what your mama here for. I'm not married to damn one of you. And I said it, and it felt so weird for saying it, but I said it and I meant it. If I get married, I have to sign a prenup. That's just the bottom line. Because guess what? I don't want nothing from you. And if we just decide this ain't gonna work and it's an amicable split, take yours, I'm gonna take mine. You know what I'm saying? That's just how that works. I don't know. It's so many F boys out here that you gonna go through them and you gonna be like, no. 2,000 no's before you get a maybe. 2,000 before you get a maybe. Then you gonna go, okay, well, let me spend 6 months or so here, and then you back to no. But guess what those no's is? Those no's are for you to realize what you had before and figure out what you need now, but also be true to yourself. So never settle. It's okay if he step out from time to time. It's okay. I said it. It's okay. You got a man that's taking care of all the bills at home. He's taking care of the kids. He's doing what he's supposed to do by you. And he slipped up, but we ain't perfect. We ain't perfect. You make errors on your job at work. Them people don't fire you as soon as you do something wrong. Them people give you 3 chances. They come talk to you. They coach you. Then they write you up. Sometimes you get fired. So how you going to turn around and you going to think you more superb than the people that pay you your little punk-ass paycheck, and he go out and cheat one time, and then you done? I'm trying to figure out the logic of you females these days, because I really don't get it. That's all about. Damn, it's not about what you do, it's how you do it. Because some things, even on your job, you can blatantly do wrong, and you can get fired right then and there. Right? You can. Some things he can blatantly do wrong, you can get dismissed right there. You can't sleep with nobody, family member. You can't go out and cheat without a rubber. It's certain things that you just can't do.
Talk about it.
You just can't do. So understand that. Like, I really needed to
rules
have
and
this
regulations
conversation tonight, because, you know, we ain't had one of these major powwows, and, you know, we ain't got things off our chest. And guess what? If it's just one across the world that understands and that knows how to redirect their attention, start listening to your homegirls. Y'all hear me? Sis. Start listening to your homegirls. You don't know what she's doing in her relationship, and she's probably keeping it away from you. Don't listen to your homegirls when it comes down to your man. You sitting down talking to your homegirls because you mad and you want to vent, and it cool. But guess what? Me and my best friend, we got a relationship where she's going to listen to me vent, and guess what? She's going to be like, hell, I ain't know if you went back or not, so I just said, fuck it, they ain't had nothing to do with me. She ain't finna judge me if I go back because she know how shit is. I ain't going to judge her if she go back because she know how shit is. You know what I'm saying? That's just how that shit be. She been in a 7-year relationship that she done told me 10,000 times that she was leaving. Do you think I throw that shit up when she be like, I'm done this time? Hell no. Do you think I throw that shit up and be like, bitch, you still got the key to your house? No, because at the end of the day, that's my girl and I love her. So loving her is loving the decisions that she made, not judging her by the decisions that she made. It ain't easy to walk away, but we tell ourselves that so we can build that shit up in the inside so we can walk away. Trust and believe that. Don't never let somebody else judge you in your situation, because you never know what they're going through. Sis, do you. Do what's best for you and your relationship. Stop listening to these girls talking about you still sitting right here while he doing this and he doing that. They don't know. You probably be licking the girl pussy too, but that ain't none of her business. Honey, I salute you. I know you boss. Understand that, honey.
Word.
Build your self-esteem. Build your confidence. Hold your head up high. You don't need weave. You don't need lashes. You don't need makeup. Do you. You are great. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. With weave or without weave, stop enhancing yourself having that. Because guess what? When you take that weave out your hair, honey, I pull a different kind of man. Now, these people that I'm talking about on social media, they see the moves that I'm making. That's why they hollering at me. That's why I'm no. But in person, I pull a different type of man with a big belly in front of me and all. Some of them probably be perverts, sis. I ain't going to lie. Some of them probably just want to get some pregnant coochie that they ain't gonna get. But I put a different type of man even before I was pregnant. See, it's on a serious note. So understand that. Like, we have my point of view and we have more point of view, you know what I'm saying, to be able to enlighten y'all. But it all starts with self-esteem, baby. It's within self. How do you feel about yourself? What do you feel like you want to do? It's all about self, boo. It's all about self. Understand that.
Knowledge of self. You got to have knowledge of self.
Right.
Knowledge
pay them bills, then. You out here trying to buy MCO bags with your rent
only
money.
5%
pay
of the population
bills.
Have knowledge of self.
Pay your rent up. If you got an extra, rent money, you got an extra $700, bitch, and your rent $650, how about you pay your rent for an extra month? That gives you 30 more days of a peace of mind, and then you take them $50 and go and invest and do something else with it. How about start investing in things that make sense? You ain't got to pay your light bill, love. You ain't got to pay nothing else, though. But guess what? The things that matter the most, your insurance, your car payment, your rent, those type of things, pay that shit up, sis. Pay it up. Fuck all that other stuff. Listen, follow me on Twitter, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Follow me on Instagram, THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. You want to come on the show? Inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely back at gmail.com. Or jump into my inbox or jump into Mo Ben's inbox. We bring you on the show. We have guests coming up. We are looking forward to having a powwow field, April, because that's our 1 year anniversary. So we're gonna be coming up with topics and stuff like that. We're gonna have topics that are pre thought of with guests and so on and so forth. So I'm looking forward to the month of April. I'm ready to bring it in. To turn all the way up for the 1 year anniversary. I appreciate everybody that tunes in to the show, that listens in, that's been listening in. I see the numbers. Salute to everybody all over that's tuning in and checking in to the show. I really appreciate everything that it is that you're doing. And on here we talk about all things taboo. This ain't gonna be a normal conversation. It's probably gonna shock you that I'm saying, hey, you know what? If you cheat, you don't turn your head. It's going to shock you because everybody else telling you to do something else, but you got to do what's best.
It's
going to
shock you that I say if she cheat on you, pimp that hoe.
No,
like. It might shock you a little bit, but, yo, that's how we do. Yo, so definitely, you know, if you want to put a face to the name, follow me on Instagram, MoBinns, MOBINNS. Like I said, always keep it respectful because that's my personal account. You want to get it popping, though, holler at me on Twitter. But my Twitter is always positive. Like I said, I always just try to just, you know, throw positive things out there on my Twitter feed. But shout out to everybody. I've been getting some interesting followers lately, too. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the show. I see you out there, the people that's listening. I might have started following you. So, yeah, and if you're interested, I'm gonna get you on the show. And you know, shout out to a couple of my followers out there that I'm seeing. I see you. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I might slide in your DM and we can make this happen. So definitely. And then also too, we got commercial promotion available starting at $20. So you must provide your own audio up to 60 seconds or script, and we'll get you on. So that's it, man. Real talk. We're doing it. We're talking about it.
I gotta start back pushing that because. I haven't even promoted it or pushed that.
We're gonna push that because that's that guap. That's that guap coming in. You know what I'm saying? A favor for a favor. So, yeah, we're going to push that.
We gotta get back on with the social media.
Sponsors
we're going to get Mo Ben to start promoting more on the social media because Mo Ben kind of sucks at it, but we're working on him, you know, keeping him in
your prayers.
We're going to get him to start promoting.
Okay, I see you.
We're going to get him to start promoting the different things that he needs to promote in his own way, you guys, so don't worry about it.
Sneak this with me. good,
matter of fact, guys, while he's talking and closing out the show for the next 2 minutes, I'm going to make sure that I send him some stuff that he needs to look over and reword, but start tweeting and promoting. So I'm doing that for y'all. I know y'all saying why he don't promote. I know, girl. I know.
Oh, no. I be promoting, man. Don't put me out there like that. But, but yeah. So, you know, shout out to everybody. Shout out to the world. You know what I'm saying? This is how we get down every Sunday. And it's only going to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're going into a new season, about to go into the spring, summer. So turn up is going to be real. And just check out the evolution, you know, as we build and get stronger. So, yeah, that's basically it. So this is a cool show. Got a chance to to chop it up on something. You know what I'm saying? So, and shout out to, you know, the guests that we had, you know, the last few weeks. But this was cool to just get back down to, you know, because I like chopping it up with Miss Lovely Black. You know what I'm saying? She was on one tonight, but I like what she was talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, she really came with some really interesting points. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
thank you guys,
take notes, man. That was some game.
See you guys next Sunday, 9 p.m., same time,
everybody,
same place.
Everybody be safe.